fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right, it's Thursday, it's 8 p.m., and you're right where you should be in front of your radio. And I hope you're warm because it's too cold in South Alabama. We need to move South Alabama a little farther south into the Gulf because it is too cold here. We don't do cold. Bring back the 80-degree weather now. Anyway, we hope that you are enjoying the holiday season safely, and we are glad that you're with us because 8 p.m. on Thursday nights, that's when you tune in to sift through the fake news, the propaganda, and find out what's really going on and make your voice heard about what you think about all the incredible nonsense and corruption plaguing our wonderful country. As always, we are here every week, crisp and clear, and I know you're stunned that we're here every week for over 9 years now. It's an incredible feat, and despite the challenges thrown at us, like a lot of people don't know some of the details behind the scenes. Like some of you may not be aware that there's an Electron College, and this week the Electron College met, and we had pretender electrons from opposing parties show up and try to cast votes and get into the cybersphere here and get to your ears. But fear not, because our commandante of the electrons, our award-winning engineer, co-host, executive producer, all-around nice guy, made sure that only the truly selected by fair and open electoral electron processes got into the transmitter, and we thank you for being on the job there, our award-winning engineer, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate those kind words. Right. Yeah, we use photo ID to make sure that
photo
they are who
ID,
they say they are.
Who are they say they are.
Yep.
So you
yep.
can always have faith and trust in the integrity of this broadcast.
Exactly. Exactly.
Only duly elected electrons will be broadcast.
Yeah.
And then we're always thrilled, and I appreciate y'all holding the fort down while I was gone last week. But we have our Director of Quality Assurance, co-host, executive producer, head of the research department, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
It's great to be here. I hope you know I did not cheat in the Electoral College.
You did
back
not?
In my day. Mm-mm.
You did not?
I graduated.
You graduated.
But I'd never cheated.
You never cheated, but you graduated from your Electoral College.
Yep.
But I do appreciate you holding down the fort while I was off goofing off last week. And before I forget, I got to get one quick shout out. Our darling Trent, and those of you that know me, everybody knows Trent, our son.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah and I have a son who is 6 years old, and I know that's astounding to think. I have a six-year-old stunt in itself. But our son is 6 years old today.
Whoa.
So happy birthday,
To Trent.
It is just amazing.
He's growing up.
He is growing up. He's getting taller.
Oh.
And, I mean, he's only in kindergarten, but he can read. I mean, he's just a joy and a delight and just the really the light of our lives. And I can't say enough about him. So I suspect Trent may have bribed Mimi to stay up a little late tonight. So in case he's listening, happy birthday,
happy
Trent.
Happy birthday.
I wanted to know that. Okay. So y'all promoted for us we had a the People rally last Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I want to just, before
tell
we get
us.
Into everything else, give a quick after-action report. We estimate it was about 400 people showed up.
Wow.
Ooh.
It was a very good turnout over there.
That is good.
In Spanish Fort. It's called the Fort Container Park. It's above Bass Pro Shop.
Right.
And we had people from Florida and Mississippi come.
Yeah.
I was pretty astounded by that. There was four different Trump caravans that came from around South Alabama. Several motorcycle groups came. They all, I mean, there was the whole place was filled with Trump flags and American flags and just patriots. And it was just really refreshing to be with wholesome people who had no indecision about what bathroom to use.
Yeah.
Right?
That is refreshing.
Yeah.
That was refreshing.
Yeah.
There was no indecision. There was no weirdness going on. Just good old American patriots. And they really, really put forth an effort to come out, and they were very appreciative. We had a great program, lasted about an hour and a half, and then when we were done, it was all clean. There were no riots.
Oh,
there was no trash.
Riots, no spray painted.
No spray painted graffiti. It was all cleaned up, and people went about their merry ways to go be with their families, or work, or go hunting, or whatever it is they do. And this gets into, as we get into all of it, it is actually beyond President Trump at this point. I mean, if people haven't figured out, it really is.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, we're angry that our guy lost or was cheated. He didn't lose. He won. Let me rephrase that. He won and has now been cheated. But the really big picture is, how do we go forward if you can steal the American presidency?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the question I can't get past.
As citizens, go forward and have faith in the election process, because look, this gets down, people gotta understand, our government isn't just there. Our government solely operates on the power of the people, the right. consent of the governed.
And look, Venezuela has their elections all the time.
All the time. And you know, Maduro or Chavez,
did
whoever
Maduro,
it is.
Did Maduro win again?
Yes.
Yeah, 95%.
And all his down ballots. I mean, just imagine that.
Everybody,
so you can call it what you want, but once it's gone, it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
So when you're a citizen, how do you have faith that there's any integrity in the election process, that not all of them are rigged? If they can do such blatant fraud and get away with it, how do you have faith in that? And then that translates, well, if you don't have faith in the election process and the election is rigged, then how do you have faith in the government? Because they only have power from us.
Right.
If
right.
it's consensually given, we have given our consent to be governed. So you get to the point, so why should we listen to them?
Why
do we care
right.
about the laws
you just
they
don't.
Passed?
Or you get to this, I think it's called cognitive dissonance, where you're kind of like going along with something you know that's not factually true, and your brain's
right.
saying, no, this, and yet you're still, and it will cause a breakdown eventually.
Yes, and I think you hit right on
yeah.
it. I think that they have underestimated how mm-hmm. angry the people are, and mm-hmm. how they're like, no, we really can't pretend with a fraud. We can't pretend that the guy who stole the election is the president. We can't do that. Now, in Washington, they seem to be able to do that. I mean, it's all
they've
politics.
They've been doing that for
they've
so
been
long.
Doing it right.
They've lost grips with the reality for so long.
Exactly.
It's not probably that drastic for them, maybe.
No, they,
and
like,
maybe that's why they're so, it seems so brazen to us. They've
right.
gotten so comfortable with it, they just thought,
like,
oh,
this is
it
just
won't be that much harder to push
I'm
them off the
I'm talking about Democrats and Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
This is just another twist in Potomac politics, and we'll deal with it. It'll be tough.
And I think the one thing I can't kind of understand, okay, so you have some friends that maybe are still Democrats. I don't have really many left.
Yeah, no, most of them are run off.
Yeah, pretty much now the lines are, you know, we've cut those lines. We know where we stand. But let's just say you're on that side where you're like, well, I see there was some cheating, but I hate Trump. I wanted him out of there.
So I'm okay with the cheating.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You'll go off the cliff with us.
Yeah,
so
you're
you
going
guys
with
know.
Us too.
And I think if you are intellectually honest in the quietness of your mind, you know that.
I think.
And I think that's why we don't see quite the haughtiness that we saw like when Obama first won. Remember that?
No,
like
there was a very haughtiness is a good word.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's not
won,
there now. And I think it's because many people on both sides see this was not fair.
No.
Yeah.
And some of them are going, well, you know what? What exactly you said, mm-hmm. I hated Trump. And if it takes cheating to get rid of him,
so
that's what we need to do. But you're sacrificing our republic.
Yeah.
Our freedom. And oh, by the way, Democrats, I know a lot of y'all don't want to believe it, but they did it to you first. They stole it. They did this to Bernie in the primary.
Right.
Twice. They did
right.
it in 16 and again in 20.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I honestly now, as all this really comes out and how pervasive it is, I'm starting to go.
They've been doing it.
Yes. How many elections
yeah.
over the last 20 years? I keep using Colorado as an example. They went to mail-in ballots 10 years ago. And
right.
what happened 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Colorado's a blue state.
Blue state. How did that happen?
I mean, overnight we do mail-in ballots, and now it's a blue state.
Yeah, yeah.
They like I think you said a couple weeks ago they were doing it. They just weren't doing it.
You know
enough.
After this, I'm convinced in my soul that in 2016 Trump won in a huge landslide. They didn't steal as many because they didn't really expect him to do as well as he was going to do anyway.
Right.
So they didn't steal enough. I think he won.
And that's why Hillary was so mad.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because she was going, wait a minute. I thought
the fix was in.
We had a plan.
And
it almost happened again this time because he
had so many
votes. The factor wasn't what they thought.
And they stole a lot, but they still had to bring the midnight ballots in. I mean, there's so much we can unpack. There's still a lot of news on the fraud. But really the question is,
and Mitch McConnell.
We'll get to him. But how do you pretend that that's the president? Or really what hits with me, if you're a military service member who takes an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and you will obey the orders of the commander-in-chief and officers appointed over you, and you take that oath and you go,
can I really take that oath?
That's not really the commander-in-chief.
Mm-hmm.
How do I take an oath to the commander-in-chief who's not really the commander-in-chief?
Right.
I mean, these are moral dilemmas that you're putting on everybody, and that goes what you said, that cognitive dissidence that's going to explode at some point. Look, we will take your calls and text at 251-343-0106. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
Okay.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And hey, we have been advertising about the Magnolia Springs. They were having a Christmas concert tomorrow night, the 18th of December. But I regret to tell you that their choir director has gotten sick. It's not COVID, but very sick, and is unable to do it tomorrow night. So they have postponed their Christmas concert to the 29th of December.
Remember,
the Christmas spirit should be all year. And we go see them, the Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. They're down there, I think it's 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. I actually had it written down here.
Yes, you did.
6058 Theodore Dawes Road. They're down there on south of I-10, north of Highway 90. Great place to go worship. But their Christmas concert will not be tomorrow night. It will be the 29th of December, and it is free. So I highly encourage, because they have great singers.
That'll be good.
Their choir director, they have some really, really talented musicians. You go to this little church, and you're like, really? Y'all have these kind of talented musicians in this little bitty church? They really do. I mean, the guy leading it up is a symphony quality musician in several regards. So I highly recommend it. Go see Magnolia Springs Baptist Church on the 29th of December for their Christmas pageant. It's not tomorrow, it's postponed. Okay. We're talking about stealing the election and the problem with the fraud that is so obvious and blatant, whether it was ballot harvesting before the election, the voting systems, the different voting machines flipping votes and miscounting votes during the election, to truckloads of ballots being trucked in the middle of the night, and people, or the gal in Georgia who they have on video, you know, taking a stack of ballots and running it through the machine, you know, three times.
Right.
I mean, come on. There should at least be an investigation. Why is there not an investigation? And because regardless of what the outcome actually is, there has to be an investigation to say, this was the extent of the fraud, and this is what the real results are. And even if Biden still won, we still have to go through and guarantee reassure the American people that this is the legitimate outcome.
There have been shenanigans in the election process have been going on since we were a republic, except maybe for the first two, when George Washington was pretty much unanimously, you know, selected.
But from that point on, there's been shenanigans.
There's been shenanigans of some kind or another, and deals made, and you know, so.
Look, I just heard the most amazing thing that in 1864.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear that story?
I heard that today, yeah.
1864,
I learned about
there
that
was actually, and it was Democrats went out the Union Army was in the field fighting, and they tasked these people to go out from the state of New York to collect ballots from the soldiers to bring back because they were fighting in the field, and they sent somebody else from the federal government to just check, see what they're doing, and they found them in a tent filling out the ballots. There was a couple of guys that were sent down there to get them. They were just filling them out
and
voting for the Democrat McClellan. So this isn't the first time it happened.
Opportunity and motive are there.
Yeah.
It's almost always going to happen.
Yep.
If you don't have
some
real safeguards.
Right.
It's almost just human nature.
You have to have this.
So when we're getting called ridiculous, and that's what makes it even more insulting, and how do you move forward and accept when not only are you just seeing what you see with your plain eyes, you're being told you're ridiculous for seeing what you see with your plain eyes.
I'm aghast at almost what I'm about to say. I really don't want the federal government to be involved in this, but I think there needs to be some type of guidelines, some rule books, some.
Well, the Constitution has that. The legislature is supposed to do it.
Well, and they didn't.
And they did. But I don't know.
No, I know what you're saying.
I am so frustrated about
it. You don't want the federal
it.
Government to take it over because that's too much power for
No, them. I don't want them to take it over.
But you got to make sure the states do it right, that they don't corrupt
Somehow
themselves.
There's got to be...
Well, honestly, I thought it's weird that states can just pick their software like a pair of tennis shoes.
Well,
I mean, to me, that seems weird, though, that you can just be like, oh, I don't care that it's ran from foreign governments. I mean, that's cool.
Well, you would
How
think
is that ever
they
cool?
would be... have more wherewithal to go, we want an honest election.
It just feels too...
Well, I mean, what's funny about that, you say that. You know who complained about Dominion last year in 2019?
Who?
Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Democrats complained about it, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. As much as I hate to say it, you know, ultimately we get the government we deserve.
Yes, we do.
And for those individuals in states that are using Dominion, which is... You know, chosen either by the legislature or by their governor, who elected the legislature in that state and who elected the governor in that state? The citizens of that state.
Yes.
As far as we know.
And they need to hold them to account.
They do need to hold them to account.
Let's learn the hard lessons because you thought we were getting rid of Doug Jones. I mean,
right.
Well, you remember.
We might find out by January 6th. They'll go, look, we found new ballots. He won.
Well, look, but talking about you get what you deserve. Remember, all the Republicans are like, but Roy Moore, he's just such an embarrassment. And just, okay, all right. But Doug Jones, now possibly going to be the AG. I mean, like, why do you?
I
get what you're saying, but y'all.
Alabama senatorial runoff races, but, you know, how did Roy Moore end up being a candidate anyway? I mean, how did he end up being the candidate?
I don't, I mean, the thing,
I don't have anything personally against Roy Moore. He's just not the best candidate to win. In a general election
but
like
instead
that.
Of getting involved and getting a better candidate, we had Alabamians just rock. We don't like Roy Moore because he's just ridiculous and out there. And so Doug Jones it is.
Doug Jones walked
so
in with
that's
it.
A bad way to think about things. You can't ignore
it's,
the process
it's crazy.
Except at the end.
We had a text, and I guess I'm too slow. It says, your party owes us 10 since JFK, so that leaves 9 additional presidents. Great show.
It's a riddle. We can't figure it out. All three of us have looked at it.
I like
can't
the great show part, but I don't understand.
It's a riddle inside of enigma, inside of a
whatever it is. You got to explain it, dude.
Call in and tell us what you mean.
Look,
we don't understand.
Look, we got Enoch holding patiently. Enoch, what do you got for us?
Yeah, I just want to know what Trump going to do about the Russians hacking the systems here in our country. He's such a brown nose, just like you and all the rest of you guys on the radio talking right now. The bottom line is, I'm willing to bet my head on the chopping block that he don't say nothing. He haven't said nothing, and I don't think he's going to say nothing because he's afraid of his boss, just like you guys are afraid of Trump.
Well, we're not afraid of Trump or anybody, but let me ask you this. So you think, wait a minute, Enoch.
To talk about him.
Enoch, do you think. Enoch, let me ask you a question. Do you think the Russians hacked the election?
No, I don't think they hacked the election, but they didn't hack our system.
Well, we're under cyber attack right now. There is a cyber attack on the United States. Let me ask you, do you think the Chinese hacked our election?
Listen, man, we know the Russians have hacked every system in the government.
Do you think the Chinese have hacked us?
Under Donald Trump's watch, and you guys haven't said nothing about it.
Okay, the look, Enoch, the Russian thing has actually been disproven. Even by Democrats, it was disproven. Let me ask you, do you think the Chinese hacked our elections?
Let me ask you this. I've been hearing about how you're talking about illegal people voting and how they even put so many ballots in there that was uncounted for. These systems are controlled by the Republicans.
They are not controlled by the Republicans. Well, maybe in Georgia, corrupt ones.
I mean, the Republicans put some illegal votes in Alabama that gave Trump the lead. That's what I believe.
Oh, so you think that wait a minute. Do you think Biden actually won Alabama and Trump stole it?
Yep. See, first of all, you talk crazy like that. That makes me talk crazy like that. No, I know Alabama.
So wait a minute. So do you think we just had a free and fair election? Enoch.
Biden won Georgia.
You don't want to have a conversation.
I know. Enoch, can I ask you, do you think we had a free and fair election?
Yeah, it was fair, and it was straight up. Just like Trump told
us. So then why are you talking about people hacking it if it was free and fair?
Illegal, how many, 5 million people voted illegally. He come back and prove.
Well, Enoch, there's actually mountains of evidence of fraud and cheating in many, many, many states, and it's pretty much all by Democrats.
And
look, it goes beyond Trump. How can we have faith in this system if at least half of the country believes it was stolen? And that's a problem for all Americans.
Don't believe it was stolen, but you the one. You're listening to the lies that Donald Trump says.
Well, how do you know that you're not listening to the lies that Joe Biden and CNN says? How do you know you're right and I'm wrong?
Listen, just like Chris Christian finally came out and said he hates that he didn't wear a mask at the White House. He didn't wear the mask because he was scared of Donald Trump.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why.
Oh, my gosh. So we're also afraid of Donald Trump. I think we are appreciative of a president who fights for the American people. Enoch, we're way over the break, but I appreciate you listening and calling in. Merry Christmas. We'll be right back, folks.
With your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. At the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard a very, very special sponsor, Mission First Mortgage. And it's exactly what it sounds like. Mission First is your mortgage, your financing, your ability to buy your dream home. Look, folks, the real estate market is still hot. Houses, if they're good, are flying off the shelves. So when you decide you need to go shopping for a house, you need to be armed. You need to be locked and loaded. You need to be prepared with your financing to jump on that house that you like and compete and get the house you want. And the best way to do that, have that financing locked and loaded. And where do you go? You go to a Marine. You go to Brian Dewberry at Mission First Mortgage. Go to Mission1STMortgageInc.com. That's kind of hard to remember. Mission1STMortgageInc.com, or give them a call at 251-289-1141. They are totally mission-oriented, mission-focused on getting you qualified and financed so that when you go house shopping, you are competing and you can bid confidently and get the home of your dreams. Do not miss out. Go to MissionFirstMortgageInc.com right now or give Brian Dewberry a call at 251-289-1141, and he brings you wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people tell the government what to do. It doesn't tell us. We the people are the driver. The government is the car. And we decide where it should go and by what route and how fast. Almost all the world's constitutions are documents in which governments tell the people what their privileges are. Our Constitution is a document in which we, the people, tell the government what it is allowed to do. We, the people, are free. This belief has been the underlying basis for everything I've tried to do these past 8 years. But back in the 1960s, when I began, it seemed to me that we'd begun reversing the order of things. That through more and more rules and regulations and confiscatory taxes, the government was taking more of our money, more of our options, and more of our freedom. I went into politics in part to put up my hand and say, stop. I was a citizen politician, and it seemed the right thing for a citizen to do. I think we have stopped a lot of what needed stopping. And I hope we have once again reminded people that man is not free unless government is limited. There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Okay, boom. That is from Reagan's farewell address to the American people on the 12th of January, 1989. I know some of you are going, wait a minute, that's the one you played last week.
Yes.
It is, but I wasn't here.
Yeah.
So I wanted to play it again.
Like I said, new to you.
It's new to me this week. Actually, we've used this one before, but it's so appropriate. It talks that the power is we, the people. We are free. We tell the government what to do. And when government expands, liberty contracts. And that is where we are at, trying to keep government from expanding, because our liberty will surely contract. And it goes again with another. I mean, my columns are all about the election now for the last month and a half. But the column this week, and I put it with this, do any Americans have any standing anymore? You can find that at BamaNewsNow.com. Go to BamaNewsNow.com, you get it. But think about that question. Do any Americans have any standing anymore? And I asked that question because y'all remember about a week or so ago that Texas filed the lawsuit saying, hey, the voters of Texas have been disenfranchised because these four states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, have conducted fraudulent elections.
In violation of their own constitutions.
Of their own laws and the U.S. Constitution. Their results are fraudulent, illegitimate results.
Which disenfranchises my vote.
Disenfranchises the voters of Texas.
It's legitimate.
And quickly, 20 states joined Texas in that. And you said, okay, well, and it wasn't about the fraud. It was simply you changed your election rules against your own rules.
Right.
You didn't follow the laws in your own states, and you didn't follow the U.S. Constitution or the laws of Pennsylvania or Georgia. You had different bureaucrats change rules, and it resulted in a flawed, fraudulent election, and we are harmed. And the Supreme Court goes,
nope.
Yeah, we're not interested. And everybody's like, what do you mean you're not interested? And that's what the column goes into. So wait a minute. Let me get this straight. So we vote in whatever state, Alabama, Texas, wherever, because Alabama joined the lawsuit. And we hold what we believe is a free and fair election. And our election integrity is good. We accept it, that we had the right votes. But other states can cheat and have fraudulent votes. And then we have to live with the illegitimate president elected by the fraudulent elections in other states, but we're not harmed?
Yeah.
So the Supreme Court denied hearing it because they said it was none of Texas's business how those four states ran their elections.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And yeah. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Whose business is it if somebody over there is cheating and changing the outcome of a national election? I mean, if the state of Texas and the state of Alabama doesn't have standing, what about us as Americans?
You know, I put so much hope in the fact that the Supremes would take this up. And, you know, of course, I wouldn't expect them to say, okay, well, then, you know, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, they have to send their electors to Trump. But that, you know, my hope was the remedy would be none of them count.
Right.
So nobody gets
disqualified yourself. Yeah.
Nobody gets 270 electoral votes.
It goes to the Congress.
It goes to the House of Representatives.
They don't have to pick. They just say, look, we looked at all this, and you're right. There's a big problem. We can't count any of them.
We can't count any of them.
Now, the Supreme Court is basically, the only word I can come up with is they're cowards. Okay? Because they said, oh, my God, we have all these riots, and we don't want to get political to look like we chose the president. It's like,
well, see, that's the thing. If they had done the right thing and thrown out the electors from those states because there's no way of confirming that it was done properly.
Right.
But it was, we know that the method was done improperly.
Right.
If they had thrown those out, the remedy, the Constitution is very clear. The
remedy
is right there. You go to the House of Representatives. If no president, a candidate, receives 270 electoral votes, you go to the House of Representatives.
Exactly.
That's exactly what the remedy is.
That is the remedy.
They didn't have to be political and choose a president.
They just
cowards, all of them. Cowards, all of them.
They had to enforce. And here's where the Supreme Court really failed. Because what do we always say? We're a country of laws, not men.
Exactly.
Right? We're a country of laws, not men. So we don't go on the whims of men and all this stuff or hot-headed radio hosts in South Alabama who say things. We go by the rule of law.
Exactly.
To sort out what happened and said, the law says this and the law says this, and here's what our ruling. Well, if the rule of law refuses to interject or intercede or to resolve a dispute between the states, between the people, what are we left with? How do we have a peaceful transition of power if we, our ability, our recourse, our ability to petition grievances for redress on a grievance is the rule of law. And we go there and they go, we don't want to hear you.
Yeah.
What is our recourse when the rule of law says we're not interested, we're not going to play? What do we do?
I can only go from history.
Well,
and the last time it started to get this bad where the government refused to consider and address and redress the concerns of the citizens.
Yep.
The last time that happened was in 1776.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they said, you know what?
Yeah.
We're not playing us anymore, King George.
Trust me, the founding fathers, those of you who know history, read history, and understand history, they went over and above. They really, really tried with the king. They did not want to leave England. They did not want to be independent as per se. They wanted to work with the monarchy. They wanted to work with the king. And the king refused
to hear anything. And
they realized there's nowhere else to go.
A blind eye and a deaf ear. And he said, we have no other choice.
Yeah. Actually, we should pull up the preamble of the Declaration of Independence because it is actually so poignant on where we are at. And that's the point of the column. Wait a minute. If the political process fails, if the legal process fails, and you still feel that we have a huge grievance, where do we go? You're just saying, get up, move along. That's what the media says. Just move on. Get on with it. Y'all forget about it. It's just
let me
have to have a redress.
Let me be clear. I am not advocating armed revolution.
No.
But what I am saying is those that are in the position, the Supreme Court, the courts, the legislature, the governors, the people that we have put in power, do something. You need to do something. Half of this country says that this was not a fair election. There was something wrong. It stinks to high heaven. Figure it out, investigate it, and make sure it never, ever happens again.
And reassure us of the results.
Exactly.
Whatever,
whatever they are.
The other side of that coin is just like, you know, when I believe it was San Francisco was the first one to do it, then New York. They said, you know what? If you get caught stealing something less than $500, nothing's going to happen to you. So people were literally walking into stores with $459 worth of stuff and laughing at the security guards because why not?
Wait, yeah.
So if you're a state and you cheated and you know, nothing's going to happen,
No.
Why would you not just keep doing it?
Keep cheating.
Exactly.
So that's another part.
No. Somebody put something up at our office. They say, something never stops unless it meets resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So we have to resist this because it was a clear fraud, and we have to have a recourse. But right now, here's the danger, what we're getting at. Political process failing us. Legal process failing us. You know, our elected officials failing us. So what are we, the people, left to do? And we're not, you know, this is more like 1768, not 1776. We're still 8 years away from the revolution. But, folks, we just got on the road.
Yeah.
We just got on the road in 1768 to 1776. And they need to recognize that. And James in Alberta says the fraud plan was a nationwide plan, and all the states were offended. James of Alberta. He's right. And that what frosts me, you know, when all the states stopped counting at the same time, there was coordination. Does the FBI not come out and tell us who coordinated that? How come they haven't investigated that?
Exactly. Right.
Enough rant there. Let's go to break, and we'll come back with your calls and texts, 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Don't forget the Magnolia Springs Baptist Church Christmas program is not tomorrow night, the 18th. It's been postponed to the 29th of December. Please go visit them at 6058 Theodore Goss Road. They always put on a good show, a good program. Magnolia Springs Baptist Church Christmas concert will be the 29th of December, not the 18th. Please remember that. Look, we have gone through a bunch of stuff. We really haven't hit all the news items. The Electoral College voted Monday. But a lot of you don't know, if you watch CNN or MSNBC, seven states actually appointed two sets of electors. Seven states.
Did not know that?
Yes. Georgia. Let me see if I got them all. Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico.
Hedging bets? Is that what
Yes,
what
they
it
appointed
is?
Two bets? Sets of electors, seven states. So a lot of people don't know that. We didn't have really time to get into it, but the real showdown comes January 6th when the electors have to be report to the Congress and the Congress has to accept it. And Mo Brooks from North Alabama is leading the charge to reject fraudulent electors from the tainted states.
Now, if I'm understanding correctly, isn't there doesn't he need a senator to co-sponsor?
He needs a senator, so we are looking for a senator with gonads. I mean with backbone.
I got a bunch of senators are sending me texts on a
the like ones from Georgia.
A weekly base, an hourly basis.
The hourly basis.
To ask for money to help, you know, Purdue
and you would think that two Georgia senators would have some backbone.
Well, I would think that the Rand Paul, the Ted Cruz's, and the rest of and the Mitch McConnell's and Tim Scott and all the
Come
rest
on.
Of them that
Mitch.
Are asking me for money would step up on
step
this one.
Step up and fight.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying.
They're asking me for money, and I ain't got any.
So, come on.
We did not get into all the details, but if you're not watching, if you're just watching mainstream media, you're not getting it. You need to go to Parler. You need to go to Gateway Pundit. You need to go to the Epoch Times. You need to go to the Citizen Free Press. There's so many other news sources. Folks, the mountains of evidence, documented, corroborated, evidence and affidavits swearing to this about the fraud is overwhelming. It's out there. You're not seeing it. There's a blackout. You need to go see that. And then we didn't really get into the cyber attack. And we also, what's going on with China? We're under cyber attack. Treasury's under cyber attack. Department of Commerce under cyber attack. There's so many things going on. It goes back to why did we fire the Secretary of Defense 3 weeks ago and Attorney General Barr just resigned? So
and
there's
how,
so much we didn't get into.
And don't forget
happening.
For a minute.
And then we never got into Swalwell and his Chinese honeypot.
Oh, yeah.
Not that we wanted to.
Nah, that one.
So, but that's the way that goes.
If we had more time.
If we had more time to do all that, so.
Well, and then don't forget COVID.
COVID.
Oh, yeah.
It never goes away.
No, it's
but,
crazy.
But, hey, speaking of China, am I the only one that finds it odd that it was China's fault, now it's our fault?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I am tired.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, we were talking about, some of us have had enough. You know, we're being told, accept this election. It was stolen fair and square. Get over it. You can't go back to work now because this COVID is just, you know, it's ramping up again. And hey, by the way, it's your fault for going to Thanksgiving and being
right.
joyous.
You went to grandma for Thanksgiving.
Well, Fauci said the American spirit is what's made it worse.
Is that crazy?
Is that insane?
That's what he said.
The American spirit has harmed us.
Well, I would like him to know I'm going to enjoy my hoo-hash.
But you know what?
And roast beast. And Christmas will come anyway.
You know what?
Mr. Fauci.
You are hot on it. But you know what he said that? What he basically told us is what their target is.
Yep.
The problem is the American spirit, he basically revealed that is the target of all
of
these elite globalists.
And have you heard of the secular Democrats of America?
Oh.
Congress people. I just caught a little bit of it. Basically, they want to remove all religious, any religious person in government.
Okay, so we're going to move to violence sooner than we thought.
Absolutely. That's what it is.
So it's not 1768, it's 1774.
Google it. I just caught the first end of it, you know, just a little snippet of it. The secular Democrats of America, most of them are Congress people. They're all in Congress.
Yeah, it's Congress saying it. So, yeah, I saw that. I know what you're talking about.
Nasty.
Or
Google
if you believe in a pre-tribulation rapture, you're in great luck.
Here we are.
Oh, okay. We got to get Dr. Lou called in from the Common Sense Campaign, who put on a magnificent We the People rally with 400-plus people last week. Dr. Lou, what do you got for us?
Well, Pete, first of all, I want to thank all of you who do what you do to bring the kind of news that you're talking about tonight. People need to hear it. And I also have to thank everyone who came to our rally last Saturday, but especially you, Pete, because you're the one that basically said, let's do it. You got behind it, and you pushed it, and we did it. And I'll tell you, I sent a letter out to all of our members and basically said what I just said. But I also have to thank all of our chapter presidents and all the people associated with the Common Sense Campaign, you know, group that works to pull things off. And without those people, that core group, we would not be able to do the kinds of things we're doing. But it also takes people. And I would also say thanks to Sean Sullivan, who really helped us get the word out. I know you were on Uncle Henry. That helped. I have to personally thank Linda King, who is our media person, who really does a great job with it. And then, you know, I have to thank some of our chapter presidents. KJ does a great job. Cody Phillips, Ricky Richardson, Donna Scruggs, Robert Monk. All of these folks do a wonderful job to help us do what we can do. But I have to say that this whole thing is not over. And what you all were talking about tonight, the remedies and all like that, the case on the merits has to be adjusted or adjudicated. There's no way that these kinds of issues are just going to be swept away. And if they are swept away, well, January 20th is not going to be a pretty picture. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
They've underestimated how angry we are. And also, what they've underestimated, we actually believe the Declaration of Independence. We actually believe the Constitution of the United States. We are convicted in our principles of what is right and wrong and how this country works and the consent of the governed. So, Dr. Lou, we're almost out of time, but folks, it ain't over. And no matter what happens, it is not over. We will fight until our freedoms are restored, our rights are restored, our liberties are restored. So stay with us. And, hey, next week we're going to have a great holiday program. It'll be really cool and funny and who knows what else. Happy birthday, Trent. If you're still up, go to bed. And, honey, it's time to come home.